That's dope.
Chop some.
Hey.
Well, this could be part of the interview. Yeah, just.
Actually can't rap. A got your girl, got your tap. A where the patty, where the map.
Welcome to Squirrel Snow, and I have a very special guest today, and I have Mr. Oliver Moy.
Hey, what's up? It's Oliver.
Yeah, Mr. Sebastian Moy.
Yeah.
Mr. Jesse Underhill.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. And everybody's here. Well, Jesse lives here in Portland.
Yeah. I live in Oregon.
And then the Moy brothers.
We live in Florida.
So, well, you want to, before me asking any questions, anything you want to say, you know, to Portland?
This is really cool. I've never been on a radio station before. Just kidding. Yes, I have. But I've never, like, done anything. So this is, like, my first time. I think it's really cool.
This is our first time in Portland. And actually, it's, like, really beautiful. The mountains is so different than, like, Florida, because Florida's just, like, completely flat. Yeah. Here, it's, like, mountains absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I was in Florida a lot, and it was, like, really humid, but here, it's, like, really dope.
It rains a lot in Florida, too.
It's colder and stuff, yeah.
Oh, it's gonna get cold. Yeah. Right now, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right. So, whoever wants to start, jump in, you know? Like, not everyone has to answer, but whatever. Gotcha. Let's just play organically.
Let's do it.
Like, how was your school life before you started becoming famous, and how does it compare to now?
Oh, boy.
I want to answer.
Sebastian, you take it? Or
I want to take it. Okay. So, like, we've all been homeschooled pretty much all our lives, but Sebastian and I, my brother, we went to public school for 1 year. So we went to public school, it was last year, right when we started social media. And it's kind of funny because our mom did not let us have social media until I was, like, 15 going to 7 or 16. Because I guess we're, like, a little sheltered growing
up.
Yeah,
she was like, social media's for the devil.
Like, something like that. So after a long time of trying to convince her, we finally convinced her. And we got social media. And we also wanted to go to school because we've been homeschooled all our lives. And we wanted to experience public school for at least 1 year. Because, like, if we have children in the future, I'm sure we will at some point. You know, we want to know what our children is going to go to school like, and we want to know what, like, the school is like. So we went to school, and it was all right. I mean, it's public school. We got bullied a lot.
Yeah, that's interesting. You guys were homeschooled. I was homeschooled myself.
Really?
And a couple of people, yeah.
Hey.
And it makes you a little odd, you know?
It does.
But you guys, I mean, you guys, you know, you put yourself out there, you know, and it's just a whole different thing. Okay, so anybody else?
It changed for me. I was homeschooled, but like I live in a small town, and like after I started social media and started growing a lot, there was a lot of hate like came with it.
Yeah.
Like people coming to my house, egging the house, scratching my car, keying my car, stuff like that. It's crazy.
That's savage.
Guys, it's savage.
Questions: do you attend a regular school or online homeschool? So you're homeschool.
Yeah, online.
Right now.
Online.
And So can you elaborate a little bit on your, like, the school life now that it's online compared to, like, most
life.
Kids that are going to listen to this show are going to public school.
I hope my mom listens to this because, like, the reason why we're flying back to Florida tomorrow is because we had to catch up on school because we just got off tour. It was, like, a month or 2 month tour. We
went to
the 17 cities. Yeah, Boys of Summer tour around America. Did we visit Portland? I don't think we visited Portland.
No.
But, so we have a lot of school to catch up on. But I don't know, that's pretty much it about that.
Okay. Did you always know you wanted to be an influencer?
Definitely, like, not.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you
for
want
me,
that?
For me, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, ever since I was like 8, I was like making videos and stuff like that.
Eight.
And so I still have the discs of these videos that I used to make with my family and like actual like scripted
discs.
Out videos and stuff like that. Yeah, discs.
Who even uses them? Oliver and I actually, fun fact, Oliver and I had a Minecraft YouTube channel. Back when I was like 11, so I've always, and before that, we helped my older brother Alex. He had a YouTube channel. He did like cool special effects and stuff like that, so we're always participating in his videos. And so yeah, videos have always definitely been a part of our like life. So
all right, so I guess this is kind of like deep question, so I don't know.
Okay.
Like, why do you enjoy sharing your life with others? Like, is there any emotion you create when you're sharing with others?
Oh, of course. Definitely.
Yeah, you're gonna take it?
The reason why, like, I'm so passionate for social media and to do what I do, because I like to be there for those who might not have someone there for them. You know, like us, we go live on Instagram, you know, musically TikTok. We post YouTube videos and stuff, Instagram pictures. We DM a lot of people who support us. We call them supporters, fans. We DM them a lot. Directly messaging them because we need to, or I feel like I need to be there for them because, you know, A lot of people in the world maybe might not have anyone there for them. And for us being homeschooled, especially, you know, we just had our family. And that was nice. Like, the love of family is amazing. But Sebastian and I, we didn't really feel any connection to, like, the world, the outside world, because we were just, like, at home doing school, you know, sometimes playing games, watching movies with our families. So we didn't really have any friends. So for me, it's a big thing to do social media, because now, like, a lot of people are here for me, and I want to do the same thing for them. I want to be there for them, making sure that their day was good, and just simple stuff like that.
Yeah, for me, I did it because I was bored. And there's nothing to do in my town, and I didn't have no friends. And I was homeschooled. Trying to make friends was kind of hard. And then I just, I don't know, put myself on a camera and had a lot of fun doing it. And then when people reacted, like, they laughed and had, like, a lot of laughs out of it, I started doing it more and more. Making people laugh was, like, just my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I'm, like, trying to, like, I'm just trying to be myself, not trying to be there for anyone, but being myself, it helps someone. Yeah.
What about you, Sebastian?
What was the question again?
This boy.
They talk so much. They talk like 20 hours, and I forget.
I definitely only talk for like 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, it's all of it.
Definitely.
The question was, why do you enjoy sharing your life with others? Is there any emotion you create when you're sharing your life with others?
Yeah, I definitely think we have like a special connection to like our fans. Because we talk to a lot of them, and we get to know their lives, and they get to know us. So we talk to them as if like they're our friends or our family. So we definitely have a connection to them, and sharing our life definitely helps bring that connection closer. And, yeah.
All right.
Is there a way to get my mic to, like, be up?
Hey.
It's, like, kind of sad. It's, that's like, falling dope. Down.
Hey. Yo. Could we do like a little freestyle session? We're not good at freestyle.
Oh, yeah,
like just for
Oliver's only. Oliver's the only one rapping right now.
Okay, you want to do it like right
I
now?
I did not
okay,
sign up.
The next question is. Oh wait, freestyle session.
Oh.
you drop the beat.
No, I want to drop the beat.
I did not freestyle. Okay.
Okay, you go for it.
Give me a word. Give me a word.
I can't hear myself now. Now, perfect.
Give me a word.
Radio station.
No, next word.
Supreme.
No, I already thought of that. Next word.
Come on, free. Come on, all.
Hey. Nothing I do is free. Sipping on the tea, I'm just on me, and I'm working on myself like a tree.
Come on, man.
I have the key. I got the keys.
All right, Jessica, ready?
I
got
the keys. I can't rap. Okay. Hey, talking about free. Hey, I only wear Supreme. Hey, got a lot of green. A lot of in my team. Hey, looking into me. Not a jewel fiend. That's not cool. Stay in school. Don't do drugs. Hey, there you go.
Hey. That's the session. All right. So, please tell us about your experience with Boys of Summer tour.
Oh, can I take it?
Oh yeah, my goodness! It was definitely.
You're really the one guy.
It was really good. Like overall, it was definitely really good. It was an experience that I've always wanted to try. Like it was my dream. Like a year and a half ago, it was my dream to be on tour, and. Now that I finally got to meet our fans and saw how the tour worked and everything, riding on the tour bus all around America, it was really fun. There's definitely a lot of like drama
between drama.
Yeah, between like the creators and the tour people.
No, not so much us really though.
Yeah, we tried staying out of it, but other than that, like it was overall really good. Like I can't complain.
Yeah,
about
like
it.
I would say it was really good, but like I feel like they it was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of drama and stuff like that, as he said. I really wanted to try touring ever since I started, and now that I have, I really don't. It's really tiring. Like, actually,
no, I want to go on tour again.
I want to go on tour again, but it's really tiring. Like, you got to really have, like, is. A lot of, like, you got to be ready. It's very tiring.
It looked tiring. I mean, I watched stories and stuff. It's like, geez.
It's definitely not what you would expect tour to be like. Like Sebastian said, it's been our dream to go on tour for a year and a half, and we finally went on tour, and, you know, we got 1 hour of sleep a night. You know, we definitely ate, but not as much as we would. And so it's kind of unhealthy, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's
really
just really unhealthy.
Yeah.
Okay, so another kind of deep question here, because this is like a public radio type of, mm-hmm. you know, they do a lot of like social justice stuff and
yeah.
like serious adult stuff. But anyway, the next question, please, if you could, give tips to teenagers who attend public school and who experience depression, bullying, and or don't have supportive parents.
Can I take this one?
Yeah, go ahead. I call next.
Okay, what I would say is, like, if you don't have, like, supportive parents, like, you always have, like, I have a few friends. I would say I actually had a few friends. And I had this one friend. His name is Zach. And he was always supportive of me. So, like, if you can, like, maybe find someone that's, like, there for you and talk to them about it, I would definitely go to someone or someone like a teacher or something like that. Because teachers really do, like, look out for you guys and stuff like that.
One tip for people who just go to school in general, always be nice to the teachers, you know.
For real.
I went to public school for 1 year, and I was kind of, like, the outsider person. I was starting social media, and everyone pretty much, like, picked on me because they called me, like, oh, the Jacob Sartorius wannabe. Oh, he has, like, 4,000 followers on Instagram. Oh, he's a tryhard. So something like that. So, like, just be friends with the teachers because if all else fails, at least you'll get good grades.
I want to get those grades.
Tell us about your parents. Like, we assume they have been kind and supportive. Do you think this has been key to your success? Like, supportive parents.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. My dad, so he had, like, a IT company, which pretty much means he, like, works on other people's computers and stuff like that. So that's definitely been really, like, that's helped a lot with us learning how to use cameras, computers, how to edit videos. So that, alone, in the very beginning, was very, very helpful. And, yeah.
I had supportive parents doing whatever I did, so I was, like, really glad with that. They always helped me with whatever I need. They helped me, like, anything I need, like, whenever I need it and stuff like that. But what I'd say when I started social media, I had to do it all by myself. But having them, like, just say, you can go for it, and being a little bit older, like, just saying, hey, it doesn't matter, just go for it. As I say, like, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can go for whatever you want in your life, stuff like that. They were very supportive about that.
Yeah, our parents were always really supportive. Like, supportive in the aspect of, you know, making sure that our brand is clean, you know, making sure that we're doing the right things. Like, on tour, whenever I posted, like, a picture without a shirt on, my mom would call me and be like, Oliver, what the heck? Like, why? And I was just like,
boys with no
sorry,
shirts?
Mom.
Come on now.
I know, like, no shirts? Come on, Mom. Like, that's what they want. And Mom was like, oh, Oliver, just, you know, gotta have a clean brand and stuff like that. And I very much appreciate my mom for that.
All right, cool. So what is the most fun you've had so far creating a YouTube video that you can remember?
I guess pretty much, like, the time spending on creating ideas. I like creating ideas a lot because...
That's boring for me.
No, but I just like coming up with an idea that either no one else has done, or maybe even, like, doing something, like you said, savage. You know, doing something that's out of the box, something original, stuff like that. I really do enjoy that. Most fun video we've done together, maybe, remember at the hotel?
Yeah, the James Charles one?
No, that one too. That was really fun. I'm talking about, like, when we had the same crush.
Oh, yeah, that was really funny.
That was really fun.
Because a lot of people freaked out about that.
Yeah.
But no, my favorite one was I made a video. My friend, me, Chase Keith, he's an influencer also. We made a video about an impression of James Charles. Probably everyone knows who he is. He's a makeup artist. And it was so much fun. Like, when he called up fans and stuff that trying to be like James Charles, they freaked out, and it was so funny to just to see them get fooled. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, now the opposite. Like, what is the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you while filming a YouTube video?
Anything doing something in public.
Yes.
It sucks so much. People just stare at you, and especially, you know, the older people, they don't really understand, like, social media or making videos yet.
Yeah, they really don't.
I think what they think is, like, go to college, do school and stuff, and they think it's, like, a waste of time. But, I mean, some people think it's cool, but overall, like, it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, like, when I'm filming YouTube.
No matter what you do, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah,
but,
like,
it's fun, though, like, overcoming the fear of public...
Humiliation, yeah. Yeah. That's how I would say the same, because, like, when I'm in the grocery store trying to film a YouTube video, and, like, I do things, stuff like, you know, fall over in front of everyone. I mean, like, it gets awkward, because after you, like, end the camera, everyone's just staring at you like, why'd you fall over for no reason?
Okay, now, another deep question, if that's okay. Like, is there a deep down inner core message you want to convey to people with your work as an influencer?
To work hard.
That's a tough question.
You can always work hard, and I like to spread the message to stay positive and to work hard, because, I mean, last year, Sebastian and I, you know, it was our dream to be where we are now, and we still have a lot of dreams and goals, but just to think that where we are now with the help of supporters is insane. So we always, like, try to spread the message that if you, you know, put your mind to something, it doesn't always have to be about social media. It could be about anything, like your job or school or some, or to get your grades higher. If you focus on it, you can definitely reach it. It's not impossible at all.
Yeah, my message would probably be like set goals and then finish them every day. Like set a certain amount of goals a day and finish them. About work ethic, that's what I would say. Like if you feel like you're stuck somewhere, like schedule your day that you're going to work on your dream, whatever you want to do. It doesn't have to be anything, just anything you like. Just set goals and then that's what my message would be. Set goals and work hard.
I think mine would be like consistency, because a lot of people that try to start social media, they don't see the big numbers right away for a few weeks, months, or even years.
Yeah, so they stop.
But so they stop, they quit. But if you push through the if you push through the hard times in the beginning, then it usually starts, you know, you start seeing the outcome and the numbers you want to see and the fans and stuff like that. So consistency, definitely working hard every single day.
All right. Oh, yeah. So consistency is your message, Sebastian. Setting goals and like work ethic
and staying positive.
Staying positive. All right. How do you combat haters and trolls? Like, please tell us like about the worst hater troll experience you've had and how you rose above it.
I don't know about like worst experience with a hater. I mean,
that's kind of weird because it's usually over the phone, so you kind of just ignore it. But like, I've had some experience in like real life things where like people threatened to kill me and stuff like that in my town.
Yeah. But overall, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you know, starting social media, the hate would get to me, and I would be sad for like over the night and stuff. But now, like, I kind of like it because when I'm receiving a lot of hate, that means that my video or picture or just like YouTube video or anything is out there, you know, bad reaching new people.
Yeah, bad publicity is good publicity.
Not always, but for like, you know, yeah. But like, worst experience with hate, it's just pretty much, I guess, in person. I guess at Playlist, you know, a lot of people would come up to me and then, like, you know, pick on me for being Asian. I don't even know why, but, like, people would pick on me for being Asian.
Well, like, and yeah.
I guess haters just like to target people on things that...
You know what I love?
What?
I love it when someone hates on me or us, and then our fans attack them.
Yeah, true. The yo, we have like the strongest fan base, like one of the strongest fan bases out there. Like, we
more army to the top,
but we have like one of the strongest fan bases in the world. Like, whenever our supporters or fans see us, you know, I guess low or seeing us getting hated on, like they really like all of them. It's like, it's that's what we call the Muay Army, because it's a real army.
They get crazy.
Yeah, how I would say like, I've been at times when I've been a lot smaller on social media, and how like people like were hating is because they saw it come up. Like, I was working really hard and they see me growing.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, like, let's just say, or like at VidCon, like a lot of people made fun of what I wore. Like, I wasn't wearing this. I wasn't wearing Gucci. I wasn't wearing this. I wouldn't say that's why I wear it now, but I just like to wear it. But a lot of hate comes with like coming up. People will hate on you, say you're not gonna make it, and just stop.
It's just basically jealousy, right? They're just I think a lot of guys, they just would love to like have your life, you know, have fans and stuff. And,
yeah, it's still a hard life, guys.
And then, you know, I know that you have a show, a YouTube show with Flight House. Tell us all about that, because I've seen a couple of episodes. It looks so pro, like the intro so pro, and it's like
it's definitely been like one of the most fun experiences in my life. When I grow up to be really old, I'm definitely telling my grandchildren all about it. It's crazy. I love like acting. It's always been something apart. So like memorizing scripts, getting makeup done from like a makeup artist, and having like the people I looked up to, like Jacob Sartorius or Baby Ariel. Working with them, it's been awesome, and it's been like a dream come true.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that you have Baby Ariel at the show.
Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, she's really nice.
She's really sweet. Yeah,
is, yeah. A lot of these like really big people are like just normal just people. They're nice, just they're super chill. Yeah.
You said Jacob Sartorius. Like, is he gonna be on your show? Was he?
Oh. So here's the thing. So we filmed a episode and we never released it. I completely forgot we never released it. But yeah, we never released it because it just didn't turn out really well. It was the first episode we filmed.
It was management.
Like, no, okay, wait, hold on. So I like flew into LA, Los Angeles, first time ever being in LA. And then it was like 3 a.m. And then at 6 a.m. got up, and it was just everyone just getting used to the whole film and the whole idea of the whole entire show. It was the first episode, so it didn't really work out. But other than that, it was really cool. Jacob's a really nice person. His management's a really nice person. His mom's cool too. But it just didn't work out.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you see in the future? Where do you see yourself in the future? Like, does it even matter? Do you focus on just now? Like,
future is very important.
Because I'm sure, parents, I mean, adults in general, they were like, you know, are you going to college? Or, what are you thinking, future?
I hella worry about it, like, every day. That's why, like, we work hard every other day, because we see people, like, other social media people.
Oh, God, that, like, every day, yeah.
For real, though, like, there's some people who fall off because they just, like, lose the want motivation. To be, yeah, the motivation.
Uh-huh. They just play Fortnite.
So I worry about it all the time, but what I'm going to go into is probably acting and stuff like that.
Acting music
is a very big goal. Pretty much, that's coming like soon, a main baby. Goal, you know? Yeah. If we can get into that, it'll be a really big blessing. But, like, getting into acting is something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be on, like, a Netflix original TV show.
Yes,
or,
I want
like,
to be
on
a Netflix show.
A movie on Netflix.
Orange just, is the
like
New
Riverdale.
Black.
What?
Orange is the New Black.
Nah,
I don't know.
I've never watched that. But just something on, like, Netflix is one of our goals to be on as acting-wise. But, like, with singing and, like, with the music industry, I actually have a song that I made in LA. Maybe. But like, we made the song about like 3 months ago, and we're still working on it. Uh-huh. And we're working on it like a lot still. We're just trying to make the best content for our supporters and for the public, because I mean, like, I don't want to like throw away what I've been gifted with, you know?
Yeah.
And the songs is I think it's good, but it could be better. That's why we're still working on it.
So you mean like it's already like it's still in post-production?
It's like a draft. Like a draft.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are pretty huge, but I feel like you guys are still starting. So I mean, like,
honestly, for real,
you could just go like. That's why I don't know. Just it could be anything you want. You know?
For real.
I feel like okay. So. What about, where do you see influencers in general? Like, do you think they'll be able to take over pop culture? I know it's kind of a deep question, but it's a radio station.
A lot of influencers have went mainstream, like Bad Baby. She was an influencer. Now her music is actually, like, you know, really good. Or even like Rice Gum, like he's an influencer. He has music, and it's really good, in my opinion. But like, I think... Yes, but there's always going to be the pop culture still rising with it. There's always going to be competition to keep, I guess, each other competitive. You know?
I feel like it's two different genres. Like, social media is a lot different than, like, pop culture. Yeah. Like, different. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it does affect it. Like some social media influencers, like YouTubers, they get a lot of views more than, like news channels and stuff like that. They get a lot of, like, variety and stuff like that. Everyone, like, watches that.
I feel like when it comes to, like, mainstream, especially as when the music industry, as an artist, I feel like if you make, like, that one big hit single, like Michael Jackson or, you know, not
Post
Michael Jackson,
Malone,
like,
Juice WRLD.
Yeah, like, if you make that one big hit single, you're, like, set for life. That's your legend all of a sudden and, like, stuff like that. But when it comes to social media, you make a song or a single and, like, it's cool for a week or a month, and then you have to make another one to put yourself back up there. So it doesn't really just stick. It's like you have to keep, you know, posting new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a lot of people, especially I heard people talking in the station about like the future of social media and like the future of pop culture and stuff. Yeah. And they say that, I mean, like we're used to social media, but like Instagram and YouTube, and they're kind of starting, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So it's like 20 years from now, it would be like, defining everything. Like people our age, like people our generation wouldn't just watch TV.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't even watch TV at all.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I just watch YouTube.
Yeah, people watch YouTube. People look stuff up on, you know, Instagram.
It's either Netflix or YouTube for me.
Yeah, if you think about it, like social media is actually very like new still. It's still new. 5 years ago, you know, YouTube wasn't really as big, you know.
At all.
10 years ago, YouTube wasn't really, I don't think it was owned by Google. Google bought it about like around 10 years ago. And like like you said, social media in general is just it's starting up. Like I still think so.
All right. So I have a question about girls. Like,
oh god.
Like, tell us how you would approach a girl. Tell the audience. I'm sure there are 10 guys listening to the show.
Yeah.
When I play it, that it's gonna be like, you know, they like a girl, and they've never talked to her before. So how do you approach a girl you like that you've never talked to before? Like, what to say?
Wait, hold on.
So, this is like serious marriage counseling.
Fun fact: I've never kissed a girl before.
Freaking liar.
Okay.
Come on. It's true. I've never kissed
a girl.
We're
asking how you can approach
a
girl.
Is it a lie?
To approach a girl, I think, like, I'm not really experienced in this, like, this field of life, but.
I'll tell you, compliment her.
Definitely compliment.
Yeah, compliment her.
Is the easy way, you know, simple, easy.
Like,
there's
like
no
nice hair.
Actually, the best way to do it is see if you have like a relation. Like, if she has a friend that's your friend, or if there's an event coming up, you ask her, "Hey, are you going to this? Are you going to the fair? Are you going to this concert? Stuff like that."
Just creepy stuff like that. Where are you going?
Oh, so creepy stuff.
No. It's just like, see if you guys can relate to something.
I mean, right. I'm probably not the best with advice with the girls, because I've asked like 3 or 4 girls out and they all said no. That's why I've never had a girlfriend. But like, I guess girls like being guys who are straightforward, you know. Like, let's say there's a bench, you know, a girl sitting on the bench, probably reading a book or something, and you can walk up to the bench, sit down, and then you, like, introduce yourself. That's something, like, straightforward. You know, I think a lot of girls can appreciate that, just, like, being honest or being genuine. And like Jesse said, you know, like, compliment her, you know, be like, "Hey, you have, like, beautiful eyes."
Like, how I do it, let's say, like, we're in California, LA. We're in California, LA. Like, you see a bunch of girls walk down the street. How I would approach it is, I'll get my hair ready, be like, "What's up?" And then go to her and be like, "Hey, I thought you were really cute. What's your name?" And
you gotta be like, "My name is this." Go to say like, "What's up, cutie? I think you're looking extra sexy today."
Don't do that. No.
That's a little direct. Okay, so
a little.
What is the sweetest thing a girl has ever told you? Like, and how do you react?
Oh, well, that's a big question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of girls say sweet things.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll just give a couple of examples.
A girl has complimented my eyebrows, and I was like, "Whoa, really? Wow." She's like, "Oh, your eyebrows look nice." I was like, "Oh, thank you." Because it's something that I've never really heard before, but I guess it's like a big thing with girls.
I like when girls call me unique, like just say you're special or something like that. I would say that's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Sebastian. We're all looking at Sebastian right now.
I don't know. Like, I think girls think I'm like taller in person.
Oh yes.
They like every show we went to, like at a meet and greet from the Boys of Summer tour, like most of my fans are like, "You're so much taller than I expected." I think they thought I was like 5 foot or 5'2", but I'm like 5'7" or 5'8" now.
No,
I
didn't.
No, I am. I'm sure. No, it's on my driver's permit. But yeah, I don't know. A compliment. I could get compliments all the time. They don't really.
Wait, what is your height again?
5'8"?
No.
5'8"? Dude, you're 5'6". It's under your driver's license. Pull your driver's license right now.
But you're 5'6". In April. It's been 9 million months, bro. Okay, it says 5'6", but look, this was in April, though. It was in April.
Oh, yeah, well.
He's grown.
I'm okay. A grown dude.
4 months.
I'm like a tree. I just grow.
Okay.
Okay.
This boy.
What about you, Jesse? Like, the sweetest thing that a girl has ever told you?
And how did you react? Usually how it goes is like because I have these contacts in, and I have contacts in right now. You can't see them, but I have blue eye contacts, and every single girl is like, "Yo, you have the prettiest eyes." And I'm like, "Oh, that's really sweet, but the brown."
Yeah, because he wears blue contacts.
Okay. So what is the most insane but awesome thing that a girl has ever done for you?
Whoa.
Like, did you like, "Whoa, that's insane. Come down, chill." But at the same time, it's like, "Whoa, that's awesome, though." All
right, boys, let me take this one.
All right, you take it, because no girl's done anything.
Take it over, Oliver. You got
all right,
it.
All right, I'm taking it. So, like, on tour, this one girl from Spain actually flew to, yeah. Where was it?
Her
Chicago?
Her name's Ashley.
Ashley, she flew down to Chicago from Spain.
No,
from Spain.
It was not Chicago, bro. It was New York.
It was New York. She flew down from Spain to New York, and so we had a show that day, and then the next day right after that we had another
Philadelphia,
and she drove like 3-4 hours.
She took a bus. She took a 7-hour bus to Philadelphia.
Yeah, so she went to both shows. All I would both say that's the most crazy thing.
That is absolutely
insane,
amazing,
but awesome.
Really. I had one more. A girl from like I think Toronto, Canada, came down all the way down to Las Vegas with like 3 other siblings and her mom.
Like they drove.
So she paid. No, she paid for their flights.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, "What the heck? Like, how are you coming from Toronto, Canada, to Las Vegas?"
That has to feel 15. Really good, though, to get that support.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, who does that?
I know, right? Okay, so any other thoughts that, like, something that you would like to share with the audience of the world through radio? I think is this, like, your first radio interview?
Yeah.
Because radio's not really, like, popular like it used to be.
Really?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think television and radio.
There are studies.
Unless it's like a podcast.
They even talk about
podcast, like internet podcast, YouTube podcast. They're really big.
Okay, so any thoughts that you would like to share that about your journey, your life, girls, something funny?
I feel like I can't date anyone being a social media influencer, because a lot of my fandom. Yeah, you like, let's say like. I like a girl or something like that, like I'll like want to take her out, and like mostly my job is like filming and stuff like that. It's like a lot of people think it's easy. They only see like the video being done, but like I'll be filming a video for 3 hours and then getting it done. So I'm really busy all the time going live. Mm-hmm. I have no time for like a relationship. So that's what I would say. Like that's the only downside I would say, and also the good side, because once you get in a relationship, you're really, really just focused on her. And if you're not focused on her, I feel like, I don't know.
It's not really a good relationship.
I think when it comes
really
to girls, especially, I feel like they need to understand that we put us through, I don't know about anyone else, but we put work first before anything, like social media and our fans first before anything. And we don't always have the time to that they want. It's usually after, like, the day, usually at night, like, really late at night is when we actually have time to do fun stuff, like, go watch a movie mm-hmm. or
like,
go eat dinner out.
Like, we're talking about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Normal times.
So, if you're, like, I just think they need to understand, like, that we put work first.
Yeah, when you say work, like, you mean, like, I mean, filming a YouTube video.
Yeah,
it's not, work. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of work, yes.
You have to, like, put it all together, the whole idea, then go to the place, and whatever costumes you're wearing.
Yeah. Exactly, and it's not just YouTube. It's, like, YouTube is one thing.
And Lively, we live stream for, like, 4 to 6 hours.
Musical.ly, yeah, TikTok, yeah. You know, Instagram. We had to post every day on Instagram. We had to DM hundreds of people a day because, you know, they support us. We want to be able to support them as well. And then, like, Twitter. And it definitely is, like, a full-time job because we're doing it, you know, when we wake up to when we go to sleep.
And you have to edit your videos too, right?
Or unless you pay like an editor, but like that's a lot, like a lot. Mm-hmm. So like that's the only struggle I would say, like keeping a relationship. I barely talk, like I have tons and tons of messages right now because like I'm always like we're just busy going. Always like that.
Yeah, I'm guessing too, like with your fan base, like if you kind of settle with a girl for a while, they will get jealous. So it's like it's complicated because you're all these girls' boyfriend. Like you're their crush.
The only thing crazy experience I've had is like where they like I've like liked a girl and they've cut themselves, like my name in their arm.
Same. So I remember a fan.
That's
cut
insane.
Seb, they could Seb in their arm.
Yeah, and it's definitely not a good thing.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I already asked a few questions. Any last words for tonight?
I want to put this on a happy note.
Wait, I actually want to put this happy note. What do you think about social media? Like, what do you think about social media?
I think social media is amazing. I think it's definitely the future. And I've been a homeschool kid for a long time. Like really odd. But like I for some reason I didn't know social media until like recently. I wasn't out there. You know, like I've played music and stuff and I haven't been out there, you know, and I really respect what you guys do.
Thank
because
you.
I want to start doing the same thing. I know it's never too late.
Oh, cool.
Never too late, bro.
But social media is just the way to go. It really is. Just to connect to people, it's just beautiful, man.
It is beautiful.
I wish, you know, it's just beautiful.
It's something else.
Yeah. Like a 15-second video can change someone's life.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
How did you discover us and bring us here?
Okay.
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. Actually, I found out about Team Choi, about Joey Berlin.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
And I'm sure you do. Yeah. Joey Berlin. And then they were here on March, last March. And I contacted them and I had them over. And since March, it was just a few months ago, right? March.
Yeah.
I started really digging, like I'm into social media. And then the first thing I noticed is like, okay, I'm in Portland. Is there any big influencer from Portland? And I found out about you.
And
you started the whole thing with me finding out about influencers.
Really?
Yeah, before I mean it all started with like Joey Berlin and Charles Goodnigan and all these guys, you know. I was like, and I've always respected Jacob Sartorius, you know. Mm-hmm. Like people, he gets so much hate from guys and they're just jealous.
It's the same thing.
He's so
successful. I mean, what's wrong about him? He's just great.
He's a really young successful man.
So I found out basically through you, man. And I was like, okay, I started the Instagram like, in April.
How many followers do you have on it now?
Huh?
Your Instagram.
How many followers?
You don't want to know. It's
that's okay.
What's your username?
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Ender Black.
It's Ender Black.
Like just my name, Ender Black.
Hey, Jesse Underhill says it's Ender Black. Go follow him right now.
It's Ender Black. Shout right out. Now. Let's get Ender Black to 10,000 followers.
Would that be a dream?
Dude, you have no idea. Yes. Yeah. I want to start posting music, you know, like songs.
Do you sing?
And do stuff. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've been singing for like
three years. Sing for us.
Sing, let's sing. Let's all sing together. Let's sing Justin Bieber right now. Ready? Three, two.
What kind of genre do you listen to and like try to sing?
I used to do like, but I'm not into that anymore. I used to do like classic rock. Like I don't know, classic
rock. I'm on the highway.
Yeah. but now I'm trying to learn like just pop music.
Okay, sing
I'm
sorry but Justin Bieber.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Wait, could you love yourself? Let's do Love Yourself.
I'm on the spotlight right now.
I actually really want to love yourself.
All the time that
you rain on my parade. For all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own? Well, I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I've been moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that.
What's up?
Hey. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
What?
And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, I didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
So you guys are always
the boys.
Hey.
No, it's always been like a passion. Like randomly, I'd be like,
that song's from my ex, okay?
Really? No, just randomly, I'd be like, hey, Jesse, let's sing right now. Cause it's just always fun, you know? Like, we have the best time together, honestly.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
We had just met 3 months ago. We're brothers, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. Something similar, when I had Joy Burlam and Charles and Chad here, mm-hmm. they also said, like, oh, yeah, we just met Chad, like 5 months ago. And now we're just best friends.
Yeah, like, it was crazy, because, like, we just met, like, about 6 months ago on social media. Uh-huh. And then, like, we randomly met. Like, I meet a lot of social media influencers. But, like, these two guys, like, have the same work ethic and, like, we like really like bond and stuff at the mm-hmm. same thing.
Kind of like the same energy, right?
So, yeah, same mindset. Yeah. Same mindset.
And you
mindset
go
work.
To hang out a lot during Boys Summer Tour. And
They're about to leave me tomorrow, so rip.
Hopefully not.
RIP.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, you have to go back to Florida.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, we're trying to see if we can change that.
Hopefully you'll miss a little bit of Portland, you know?
Yeah,
because it gets really rainy.
Yeah, we
really.
Wow.
You've never heard of that before, right?
Do you know the
that's
Dalles?
Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
Are you serious?
Do you know the Dalles?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I live there.
Oh, that's
why we. So basically, we haven't been here that much.
So you haven't actually been in town.
No. So we traveled an hour 30 minutes to come here.
Oh wow! Well, you know, it's gonna be great. You know.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
I'm really glad. It's gonna be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey, it's been a pleasure to be here. Our first radio interview.
Hey.
I've had a lot of fun. I
can't
love
wait to do this.
This
again. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did you have fun, Sebastian?
I did. It was actually a lot of fun.
He's just really quiet.
Sebastian. I'm just like, wow. He's so cool.
I thought like you were just like bored.
Sebastian.
No, I was good. This is awesome.
There are no cameras.
To be honest, if I'm being honest, he was on the street. Okay, so you know how he said it's an hour and a half drive here? I kind of slept the whole way through. So I kind of like just woke up when we got here, but it's all good. I have energy now. It's cool. It's a lot of fun. I definitely want to do this again.
This is
when
a lot
we come
of fun.
To Portland, we're definitely hitting up the real Ender Black to do another interview.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ender Black.
I'm taking tips from you guys to develop a work ethic, you know, and like not be shy.
Yeah, just watch
putting
it.
Myself out there.
And
you know,
post
sure.
Consistently every single day.
Scrap. Yeah, yeah. All right, so one last thing I'm going to ask from you, like each one of you that that says like my name is, you know, Oliver, and I'm with Ender, and you're listening to Squirrels Know on KBO 90.7
mm-hmm.
FM.
Awesome.
That's for the show. So.
Yo, that's your real name, Ender?
Yeah.
Do you play Minecraft? Have you played Minecraft?
I have not.
You know, he's never played, but there's like...
But I know, Dragon, I know about Ender Enderman,
Enderman, Ender Dragon.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I know. I did not know your real name was Ender. I thought it was like your like nickname or something.
No, really? Everybody goes like, oh, like from the movie? I'm like, sure.
That's fine. Okay.
Hey.
Let's go!
Let's go, baby! All right,
Thank you guys. Thank you guys
for coming to
Portland.
No, thank you, bro.
Thank you. Yeah, Ender, the boy.
I'm just glad.
The boy, everyone say the boy ender at 3, 2, 1.
The boy ender! All right. Yo, thank you for the experience.
Honestly, it's been a pleasure. Really.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys and meet you.
Thank you.
You know, get your energy, man. Yeah.
Keep working hard, okay? Energy. I better see you on that social media game.
Yeah, I will. One of those weird young people that has not been on social media, but you know,
you got it.
I'm about to be over.
For everyone listening, thank you guys for listening. You guys have a great day and keep working hard.
Listen to me. You're beautiful, okay? Smile. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, dang, I'm sexy.
Thank you guys so much. Honestly. Hey, okay. If you guys, ever need anyone to talk to, we're always going to be here. My name is Oliver Moy, and I just want to let you know to stay positive, stay hardworking, and work ethic is a lot. And thank you to 90.7 for having us.
Woo! All right. Cool.